Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. We're at episode 3 today. And it's coming a little bit earlier because my internet is not working today in my home office here in Shenzhen. One of the common frustrations for us doing business here is the internet. And rather than me getting more stressful than normal, I thought I'd record a podcast sooner. So last week I was in Hong Kong and I got a chance to sit down with Casey Lau from Startups HK. And this guy is the man to know. He's a super connector in Hong Kong with the startups community. So we're really lucky to have him on the show. Afterwards, after this short interview, I'll kind of go through some ways that I've cashed in on some of the amazing things that Casey's done with the community and some of his programs. So stay tuned after.
And we're here with Casey Lau from Startups HK and Software. Thanks for being here with us, Casey.
Hey, how's it going, Mike? Nice to see you again.
Sure. So we got a few questions here for you, and we're going to start with, you know, the history of Startups HK, how it started, the mission, and what your plans for the future.
Okay, well, basically, we started a few years ago when Sutterport had an angel forum here in Hong Kong, and Dave McClure was out here, and he basically suggested that we get together and start our own. Six of us got together, had some coffees, and met every week trying to talk about our startups. And that number grew from 6 to 5,000 now, 3-4 years later. So this is just a typical, I think, Silicon Valley thing, but we're able to copy and replicate it here in Hong Kong, and it's just been fantastic. And what we do is we hold networking events, conferences, workshops, and basically help people connect with startups here in Hong Kong. That's a nonprofit kind of organization.
But. Okay, good. Yeah, I've been to a bunch of events, and it's getting better and better. So the Startup Saturday was just passed this year, and that's going to be again a yearly event?
Well, we're going to actually do it quarterly now.
Quarterly,
yeah,
great.
Because the demand is quite big for now. So next one we're going to do is we're going to do one on crowdfunding. Because we think that a lot of people are using Kickstarter and Indiegogo to do funding their projects, whether it be hardware or even creative things. So we thought that would be an interesting topic. And the one after that, that will be in January, and the next one, March, will be about the game startups.
Okay. So how should people keep up to date?
Okay, well, the one I like the best is the newsletter, because it's weekly, and you don't get bombarded with a lot of messages. Like, if you join our Facebook group, maybe it'll be pinging you all the time. But we have a Facebook group, we have LinkedIn, Twitter is the main source of how we even grew the whole group. It's from Twitter, and we're on Google+, and we're even on Instagram. So we're on all these different platforms, but I think the best is just go to startuphk.com, and sign up for the newsletter and get that on a weekly basis. And as well, while you're there, sign up for startbase.hk. So if you're a Hong Kong startup, it's a new kind of directory of startups that we've created alongside Cyberport that will basically list all the startups in town and be a vehicle for investors and media to talk to and connect with startups in Hong Kong.
Great, good. Thanks, Casey. So I think all of our listeners are either thinking about registering a Hong Kong company or have a Hong Kong company, but aren't necessarily here. You know, are they so often be involved, just come to events, register, and keep up to date, or what kind of tips should we call?
Well, definitely we'd love to have anybody that's in the startup community anywhere in the world come to Hong Kong and share and join with us. So if they can just hook up with the newsletter, or actually we just launched a new calendar, Google Calendar, so you can actually just suck it into your phone and see when the events are and show up. We'd love to have them. And if they have something they'd like to talk about, we'd love to have them just contact me and we can discuss how we can hold an event where they can talk about what they're doing. Because as you know, in startups, the most important part is sharing your knowledge with the rest of the community.
Okay. And then, you know, like one of my friends is Ian Borders, he does MergePay.com, and he's actually working in Thailand, but he registered a Hong Kong company.
Yep.
So I think it'd be great for him to be involved. He has some technical guys and designers. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that's great. I think it's a good idea to, like, share, like, you know, utilizing Southeast Asian resources and how they use it. And we'd love to know, you know, are there good technical talent down there to use? Are there designers? Or, well, you know, what can we do to extend our reach out there? Because, yeah, you know, Hong Kong is, you know, talented. Not drawing up in talent, but it's getting harder to find good talent here.
Sure. I was actually just in Bangkok, and there's a hub of co-working.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So it would be great to link everybody.
Exactly.
Together.
Exactly.
And then SoftLayer Catalyst, with me and my startup Social Asia, I just graduated the program, and you guys helped me a lot, and I think it would be good for those listeners interested to make one. Maybe you can just introduce it quickly. And
sure. Yeah, so kind of the day job I do is I'm the community manager for Asia-Pacific for SoftLayer's Catalyst program, which is basically a virtual incubator. So for 1 year, you enter the program, you get $1,000 US a month in hosting credit, You get mentor support from myself and my colleagues around the world, and you get to tap into the SoftLayer's connection and marketing network. So those may or may not help you a lot, but the access is there for you. Most people just come up with the credit, so they can have basically cheap hosting for a year. So they'll find that SoftLayer, now newly acquired by IBM, your connection network opens up a lot, and we're able to give those kind of connections back to the startups. So if you're interested in that, all you just email me, and I can take a look at your startup's doing, and it's a really simple process to get on board.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, in the globalfromasia.com/episode3. So my last question for today is, you know, so again, I think our audience is newbies to startups and Hong Kong scene. So what would be like one tip
right away? They've started already, or?
Maybe they're doing something like a prototype, but they want to get involved with the scene. Maybe an event that they should mark on their calendar.
I really think that startups don't work in a vacuum. Okay. I think that in Hong Kong, sometimes the vacuums are created, and then leaving out a huge resource, which is the networking of human people, right? So this is a very important thing. So I think if you're launching a startup, if you're a few months old, get into the system right now, because people like myself and Gene Su, who's my co-founder, John Buford, we're all very open and introduce you to investors, introduce you to partners, introduce you to a whole world that you probably don't know about. And I'm finding out new things all the time. I just had a meeting with Cyberport. They told me all this cool new stuff that they're doing. They've gotten one of their startups funded and moving to Silicon Valley for a year. It's like a huge thing, and there's a lot of resources here. But yeah, it's not like, I guess it's not well promoted, right? And as you know, Startups HK is a ecosystem by startups for startups, right? We're not connected to government. We're not connected to any private companies. So we're just really there to help. So if you don't take advantage of that, then I feel that either, you know, this seems weird that you wouldn't want to take advantage of this because it's free. We want you to come out. We want you to meet people. So we want everybody to mix together and grow a stronger Hong Kong community.
Cool. Thanks so much, Casey. I really appreciate your time today. And I think that's about it.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks for coffee.
Enjoy your coffee.
Okay, so now for some key takeaways from Casey's interview here. So StartupsHK.com started a few years ago. I was kind of around the scene when it was happening. I was bouncing around all over Southeast Asia and in mainland China. And whenever I go through Hong Kong, I always try to take advantage of some of their amazing events. And it's gotten bigger and better, as I said in the interview. About a month or two ago was Startup Saturday. And Startup Saturday is a full day event of speakers and panels. And I got there, it was right in Hong Kong, central Hong Kong. It was right in Hong Kong in Wan Chai. And opening speakers was from App Annie talking about the mobile scene in Hong Kong. And there was panelists of local investors, angel investors, lots of questions and answers. Steve Forte from Telerik was talking about hybrid app development versus native app development. There's just all kinds of learning things going on for really nominal small fee, entrance fee. And the networking is really amazing afterwards. There's usually some kind of social or mixer where you can talk to the speakers and other participants. There was about 200 or 300 people there that attended. So just to get an idea, you'll really get to get a good idea of the scene, and I made a lot more connections every time I go to those events. So definitely, well, maybe if you're coming in to register a company or you're coming in to do some kind of taxes or banking, try to check out that calendar that Casey mentioned and linked in the website in our episode notes. So check out that to definitely take advantage of these amazing events to build your network here in Hong Kong. Another thing is, you know, he did mention that he would love to connect with other startups all over the world or in Southeast Asia. So I think there's some opportunities maybe where we can get some Thailand entrepreneurs or some entrepreneurs from Philippines or other parts come into Hong Kong and speak. I mean, I actually personally know a lot that do come in and they don't know Casey and they don't know this whole startup scene. So I definitely think there's a huge opportunity to bridge this kind of Southeast Asia to Hong Kong world of startups and technology. And I think there's a lot of synergies that can be done there. So we should try to do something about that. And also, you know, as he said, Casey has a day job, which is more networking and community development for the startup scene, and which is SoftLayer and the Catalyst program. For those that don't know, Catalyst program is, like you said, it is 12 months of $1,000 US of credit per month, so $12,000 hosting in their system. But in addition to that, he does pretty much help hook you up in the community even more. As I said, I have just graduated my 12 months for Social Agent Limited. And during that program, we organized a focus group, and he helped us get a conference room, which is really hard to do in Hong Kong, or expensive at least. We had our startup team was able to leverage that, and we had about 8 to 10 people in a conference room to to get feedback about our startup. So that was just another amazing thing that you guys can look into when talking to Casey.
Okay, and that's a wrap. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. And please subscribe to our iTunes channel. It was just approved at globalfromasia.com/iTunes. See you next week.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.